Section 6. Earning your license. Safe riding requires knowledge and skill. Licensing tests are the best measurement of the skills necessary to operate safely in traffic. Assessing your own skills is not enough. People often overestimate their own abilities. It's even harder for friends and relatives to be totally honest about your skills. Licensing exams are designed to be scored more objectively. To earn your license, you must pass a knowledge test and an on-cycle skill test. Knowledge test questions are based on information, practices, and ideas from this manual. They require that you know and understand road rules and safe riding practices. An on-cycle skill test will either be conducted in an actual traffic environment or in a controlled, off-street area. On-cycle skills test. Basic vehicle control and crash avoidance skills are included in on-cycle tests to determine your ability to handle normal and hazardous traffic situations. You may be tested for your ability to know your motorcycle and your riding limits. Accelerate, brake, and turn safely. See, be seen and communicate with others. Adjust speed and position to the traffic situation. Stop, turn and swerve quickly. Make critical decisions and carry them out. Examiners may score on factors related to safety, such as selecting safe speeds to perform maneuvers, choosing the correct path and staying within boundaries, completing normal and quick stops, completing normal and quick turns, or swerves. To receive an unrestricted Class M license, you must pass a motorcycle in traffic, MIT, skills test using a two-wheel motorcycle, or pass a basic motorcycle rider course using a two-wheel motorcycle. If you pass a motorcycle in traffic test, MIT, or a three-wheel basic rider course using a three-wheel motorcycle, your license will be restricted to operating only that type of motorcycle. Motorcycle rider courses. Learn from the pros. For many people, motorcycling is a fun and energy-efficient means of transportation or recreation. However, motorcycling requires skill, concentration, and reasonable precautions. Although it's possible to learn to ride a motorcycle on your own, trial and error is a tough teacher of motorcycling skills. That's why virtually all motorcycling groups have endorsed the following motorcycle rider courses. Learning to ride. Basic Rider Course, BRC, and Scooter Basic Rider Course, SBRC, provide the best start for new motorcycle or scooter riders once they have made the decision to ride. Basic Rider and Scooter Basic Rider courses include approximately 6 hours of classroom and 10 hours of motorcycle, scooter rider exercises. The 3-Wheel Basic Rider Course, 3WBRC, is the best place for new riders to start once they have made the decision to ride a 3-wheel motorcycle. This course includes approximately 6 hours of classroom and 10 hours of on-cycle riding exercises. The Basic Rider Course 2, BRC2, is for riders who already possess basic riding skills and are either returning to riding or are seeking a refresher course to practice and renew basic riding skills. The course includes approximately 3 hours of classroom and 5 hours of on-cycle riding exercises. Improving riding skills. The Street Rider Course 2, SRC2, is for riders who wish to enhance their basic skills and strategies to develop a deeper understanding of perceptual street riding strategies. A brief classroom session is provided for administrative activities in the Street Smart Rider Perception Program. The rest of the 4-to-5-hour course is conducted on various routes throughout the surrounding area. The Ultimate Bike Bonding Rider Course, UBBRC, is for experienced or seasoned riders. It is designed to improve a rider's overall riding performance through smooth and precise control operation as well as body positioning on the motorcycle. Short classroom segments are woven into a full day, total of 8 hours, of a wide variety of riding exercises. The Advanced Rider Course, ARC, is for experienced or seasoned riders who wish to enhance their personal risk management, sharpen their perception and hazard awareness, and improve their cornering, braking, and crash avoidance skills. The course consists of approximately 3-plus hours of classroom and 5-plus hours of on-cycle riding in a controlled environment. Specialized courses. The Introductory Motorcycling Experience, IME, is a first touch experience and familiarization with a motorcycle. It is not intended to teach an individual to ride a motorcycle. This experiential course is approximately 90 minutes in length. It helps potential riders make the decision about whether motorcycling is for them. The Safe Motorcyclists Awareness and Reaction Trainer, SMART Trainer, teaches basic motorcycle controls and enhances hazard awareness. Riders learn in a safe and controlled motorcycle trainer environment how to respond quickly to roadway and environmental factors. Rider Coaches. Rider coaches for the basic rider and advanced rider courses are certified by the Motorcycle Safety Foundation and approved by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, WSDOT. Please see the list of motorcycle training providers at http://wisconsin.gov/government, pages, DMV, motorcycles, McHowaplee/training-lock.aspx and find a location near you. All rider coaches are motorcycle riders who have completed 84 hours of instructor training. Provided for you. A helmet may be provided for you. Lightweight motorcycles are provided for class use. Sidecar rigs may be available for use at some facilities, but it is recommended that you use your own sidecar rig or trike. You must provide your own vehicles for the experienced riders, advanced riders classes. All student-owned vehicles must be street legal and insured. You should provide the following protective clothing. Boots with walking heels, high enough to cover ankles. Long pants of denim or other heavy material. Full-fingered leather gloves, unlined but not too thin. Long-sleeved jacket or shirt made from denim or other heavy material. You may provide your own helmet and eye protection if you choose. Who can attend? Any Wisconsin resident 151 halves of a year of age or older may attend. However, you must be 16 and have proof that you have completed driver education before you can obtain a CYCI and or Class M license. It is necessary that you know how to balance and ride a bicycle. Parents must sign for you if you are under the age of 18. Waiver of Skills Test. The motorcycle skills test, ordinarily required for a Class M license, may be waived if you successfully complete an approved WSDOT rider education course. Other requirements for the waiver are: you must pass the motorcycle knowledge test and be at least 16 years of age. If taking the course on a three-wheel vehicle, the Class M license will be restricted to three-wheel vehicles only. Note: an approved basic rider course taken outside Wisconsin may be sufficient for waiver of Wisconsin skills test. Be sure to bring your waiver form or course completion card to DMV when you apply for your Class M license. Point reduction. Successful completion of either the basic rider course or advanced rider course may be used to reduce up to 3 demerit points on your driving record for motorcycle violations of which you have been convicted in the previous 12 months. Motorcycle training providers. The Wisconsin Technical College system, as well as privately owned training sites, provide WSDOT-approved motorcycle training throughout the state. Schedules vary from site to site, but in most cases evening, daytime and weekend courses are scheduled to meet local needs. Please see the list of motorcycle training providers at wisconsin.gov/government, pages, DMV, motorcycles, McHowaplee/training-lock.aspx. Contact a provider near you for their exact schedule and fees.